Ralph, I didn't want to interrupt you at dinner, but I have gone over with Ramsey and the Attorney General on two occasions my concern about our friend in Dallas, and the Attorney General has gone back and carefully reviewed the file again. He is of the opinion that this will stand up for two reasons. One, there is no one that says they know, K-N-O-W. It's always they think. Well, they think I'm a thief, and they think that you're a communist, and they think a lot of things. They think I'm a communist, but when they know, it's just not true. The second thing is, he says Eastland has no problem on situations like this. A good many people have had situations. So he thinks it's all right unless we won't change. He talked to me this morning. So I'm inclined to just go on and announce them all today. I didn't want to do it, though, till I talked to you and just send them on up there. And you and I may have to hunker up and ride together. And if we do, we'll all share equally. And
I'll take responsibility for this. But, Mr. President, if you have any doubts about it, I'll pull his name down.
No,
I have to ask you to. We agreed, but the time I put his name up, I didn't know anything about it.
Well,
Ramsey and I agree, and the lawyers all think that of the six, he's the outstanding lawyer. Now, Goldberg might prove to be.
Well,
he gets on there. He's just unknown. But this man's already proven. But
you just go tell Eastland that you know every one of these fellas, and they're pretty good fellas, and that and I'll have Bill Moyer announce them, and you can go and wire them and tell them their name will come to Senate today.
Thank you, Mr. President.
And you have 2 or 3 hour.
I don't guess you ever see that little sheep down in Texas of Ronnie Duggar's, but last week he said I was a full confirmed congressional critic of the president's policy of Vietnam. I asked Fulbright one question on the floor about the speed of jets. That's the only time I've
Well, I know that. I know that. Nobody's gone through.
I don't want that war to escalate. I'll be frank about that into Cambodia and China.
No, I don't either. Nobody wants to, and we're going to do everything we.
I approve your efforts to try to get a negotiation.
That's right. We're done here.
Not a hulk, and by that he's trying to run as a complete dub, and he's trying to put me over in that category. Well, I sure ain't bad texture.
You've had enough experience. Well, I'm not worried about how you stand or what you think.
He is editorializing, not what I.
Everybody has good records you've got. I'd be mighty happy, my friend. And you just
got a voting record of over 95%.
Well,
I believe with you.
Main thing.
If everything else even, I give the runner on.
Main thing.
Supplements. Everybody in Texas against that. Yeah. I cast and then Fisher writes a letter to his constituents.
I saw that.
40 days,
I saw that.
And I put that other vote in. I want to tell you, I vote with you when I can.
I know that. I know that. I know that, my friend.
I didn't run up here to be against everybody.
I know that. When you go to San Antonio, you see when they get these this project built down there on rent supplement. I just made them add it because I thought that. I want you to just watch it and be the daddy of it, and you'll be proud of it, I think. And I think it'll break through, and it'll supplement all of our housing we've never been able to go. But anyway, they'll be up there. You go and get your wires to all of them now and tell them that you've talked to me, and it'll be sent to Senate sometime today.
Thank you, Mr. President. Thank you.